Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall forever be upon my lips, in Jesus' name. I want to welcome all of you wonderful, awesome people who hears this message tonight. You are, know that you are blessed and highly favored. My name is Ann Strickland, and you're listening to the Principles of Prosperity. Our message tonight is financial prosperity. So just relax and just listen and take it in, because this is for you tonight. Mind changing, mind renewing, mind understanding, clarity pertaining to financial prosperity. So I want to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you and I praise you for this opportunity to be used by you to bring to your body of believers and others your word and your will pertaining to financial prosperity. I yield myself to you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. I have a few questions. How many of you would like to be rich? How many of you think that you're supposed to be rich? Who thinks that money is a problem? Do you feel it is impossible to be wealthy? Do you feel that money is either good or evil? Now, this is another great question. I want you to start thinking about it. Have you ever had a million-dollar idea or any ideas for business? I want you to start thinking. Get that in your system. Start thinking about whether you've had an idea or would like to go into business, because now is the time. This is very, very, very important for you to start thinking and knowing that you're supposed to be in business. So I'm here to tell you that you're supposed to be wealthy, rich. Others or your own mind would make you feel that wealth is for someone else. You know, you just say, well, it's not for me, just because you haven't seen it or been around or heard about it that much. No matter what your circumstances are and how you grew up, you are the person that is in charge of your mind, your mind. Your mind is where your prosperity begins. The word says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. How often have you said, I'm broke, or I'm poor, or poor me, or I can't get anywhere? If it's not one thing, it's the other. Change your speech. Get those words and those statements out of your mouth. If they come up in your mind, rebuke it and reverse it. Say, I can prosper anything with anything I do, because the word says, whatever I put my hands to do, I'll prosper. I'm not poor, I'm rich. Calling things to be not as though they were, because you shall have what you say. Start saying, whatever I do, I prosper. Whenever something happens negatively financially, say, this is the last time for this. When some negative thing happens financially, say, this is the last time. You speak it out. You know the power is in your tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Rich people look at each money transaction differently than most people. During every money transaction, they invest an extra minute. This extra minute makes them rich by helping them decide whether or not they need it or if they can get it cheaper. They almost never pay full price for anything. The best buys are in great stores on the clearance section, I know because I used to work in a high, very, very high class store where things were expensive. But when I saw the clearances, I said, wow. So don't be afraid to go into Saks or Neiman Marcus. Don't be afraid. Go in and go directly to the clearance rack, or go to their store, other stores off the fifth or last call. Just, you know, we have to start thinking big. Start thinking big. As a man thinks in heart, and I'm going to keep saying, so is he. Because you'll get clothes and things that you can wear for years and years and years, and they'll still look nice. Do you shop by feelings or by credit cards? See, businesses want you to have them. That is how they make money. You cannot pay the bill off with minimum payments. That's what my husband used to tell me. If possible, pay it off in full each time you use it. Banks beg you to use credit cards. The companies that say buy now and don't pay until next year or whenever are also wrong. That's wrong. We're coming out of that. By next year, you know how it goes. You would have put yourself into so much debt that you will have a problem paying them. Wealth comes with privileges and responsibilities. Privileges are well documented. Money equals freedom. Time freedom, relationship freedom, spiritual freedom. The ultimate freedom is the freedom to discover and develop your own unique genius. You have greatness in you. You have millionaire status in you. So I'm here to help you renew your mind and bring forth some great ideas, things, wishes that you have entertained and left behind for one reason or another. It's not too late. You know, like I said, life, when I turned 70, I said life begins at 70. I'm telling you, my life picked up. Now I'm telling every year, you know, I said, now here I'm 85 and still going. So, you know, you're not here. The retirement is not in the Bible. It's not scriptural. So whatever your age is, and when I send greeting cards and say greetings to everybody for their birthday, whatever year it is, I say life begins at 30, 40, 15, 16, whatever age you are, life begins at that age. Scream it out. Scream it out. Women, start getting excited about it because it's happening. It's happening. And I'm telling you, you won't be hurt by it because God wants to use you, and he wants to use you many, many more years for his glory, for his kingdom to come in your life as it is in heaven. There's only one of you in the world. You're the greatest. Whatever your name is, call your name out, you're the greatest, because you're the only one that there will ever be. I heard Bishop T.D. Jakes say that one year, and it was, you're the greatest. Because you're the only one of you that there will ever be. You have a gift in you that no one else has. You are a winner. And you know why you're a winner? You are a born winner. You are a born winner. When your parents came together and you were conceived and the sperms, there was only one sperm that made it, and that was you. You are a born winner. Know that, all right? You won. Upon conception, you won. Only one sperm survived, and that was you. You know, senior citizens can give you a lot of advice also, can't we? Yes. About what to do and what not to do. We need to start charging. We are well educated through our experiences, which is the best ever. Those are the best teachers. Experience, your ideas and creativity can be very helpful to others, and especially these younger people, especially these marriages. This divorce rate has got to stop, because that's a sure way to block your prosperity, because you got to split all you're paying rent here or mortgage here and apartment rent here when it could be in one together. So start thinking about that. Divorce is set up by Satan, not God. So start thinking about it. When you get ready to leave your husband or your wife or whatever, start thinking of what will happen. Don't think everything's going to be better. In most cases, I've seen the cases have been much worse in most cases. So be very careful. And know, you know, also, I don't know how I got on that, but, and maybe because of the age and seeing so many people, you know, who've gotten divorces and separated and things have happened to them. So your ideas and creativity can be very helpful to others. An idea that might seem stupid to you could be just what someone else needs. As the saying goes, your trash is someone's treasure. And as an example, yard sales. You know, people ready to throw stuff out, but they can put it out front or have a yard sale, and somebody might need that very thing they're getting ready to throw up at a very reasonable price. Because we have a lot of great stuff that we'll never use again. In far too many cases, when we leave this earth, our children will have what they need. We should think of leaving more money for our children and grandchildren, of forming a foundation, leave a legacy. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. That's the word that God wants us to leave, a legacy. And it should go on from generation to generation to generation. The other thing about this money and finance and having and needing money is with your food. One way to save is in food shopping. Some of the least expensive foods are the healthiest. I was raised on beans. And I still love beans. They're good on salads, on rice, or in soups, or just plain. They can be seasoned however you want to season them. Years ago when I was a kid, you know, it was pork. Everything was pork. It's not anymore. So when we speak of finance and money, when I speak of it, it's not how much we make, but how much we save. There are people in the millionaire status who are poor. Now, how is that? How does that happen? Because if they live up to every cent, and if something happens, they're in serious financial trouble. You know, this is what you don't think about. They would have to file bankruptcy or something, even though they're in the millionaire status. So it's turnaround time now for us. It's turnaround time to get out of debt, stay out of debt, start to learn a serious lesson now about spending and using a credit card. I'm more careful to spend than I used to. I used to get excited about credit cards, and then, you know, and then they'll send it to you and tell you, oh, it's worth, your credit is up to all these thousands of dollars, and you just, wow, this is awesome. You have to pay all that money back. You know, my eyes are being opened. And now, let me tell you what's happening now. Because we went through a period because of investment and everything that our credit really got really bad because we had very good credit. But it got really bad when we started investing in real estate, just went, you know, kaput. And now here I'm getting these, you know, eligibility offers for a credit card. No, no, no. I have one for, you know, in case I need something right now, and then, but pay it off pay it off in the name of Jesus. So we're learning. Just know who you are. Know that you are a chosen vessel. Know that God chose you. Know that you're gifted. Every believer in the Lord Jesus, Savior Jesus Christ, has been a chosen representative on this earth, which is the kingdom of Almighty God. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, which means thy will be done. And he has placed a special gift in you. And no two people are exactly alike. Everyone, as I said before, has a special calling. So that's why you can be sure you're a chosen vessel in the kingdom of God here on earth. Your calling is for you to do your part in making this kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. No poverty, sickness, sadness, or whatever negative you can think of. Just know who you are and whose you are. God needs you here to represent him with the gift that he's given you. You might not be a singer. You might not be an actress. You might not be a pastor. You might not be the business person that you think you ought to be or you see someone else doing. It could be something very simple, but that's your gift. That's your gift. So don't look at other people and say, I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that. Just think of what it is you can do and some things that you like to do, especially things you enjoy doing. It might seem like something simple. And you think, well, nobody, you know, this isn't anything, but it is. So get excited. The Word of God says you are a chosen generation, you're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's 1 Peter 2:9. Is that awesome or what? Receive the word of God. Receive what he's saying to you. And receive and know that you're supposed to be wealthy, because he gives you the power and ability to get the wealth so that you can establish his covenant. As he sworn to Abraham, our father, as it is today. There are many people who are afraid that money is going to give them a problem. They don't have to feel that way. And they need to stop feeling the fear. Because God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And you walk by faith, and not by sight. And for people who are going into business or want to go into business, start thinking and say, yes, I want to go into business. And start thinking and watch how your mind starts to develop and work and how things will come to you. And so I said, God, thank you for this business. And God has a way of turning things around. I'm seeing him network like I've never seen him network before, really. And I think it's because I'm working in better faith. But he's bringing people together who can help you to move into where he wants you to be. Where he wants you to be. And I want to read you a testimony of how God has chosen me. And this is one testimony that it was so interesting I had the lady write it out and send it to me. So I want to read it to you, about what God is doing through me for people to move into their rightful place with success. And this happened last January 1st. No, 2015, January 1st. I won't call her name, but I want to read it to you. Met Miss Ann in January, and she invited me to her wealth and prosperity class. During her class, she anointed and prayed for my daughter and myself. Well, it's been about 2 months since I've been back to Miss Ann's class. I must say, for good reason. My custom clothing design business is overflowing with clients. And before I prayed with her, and when I met her, she was down to like zero. I am being sought after by many. Even have a client coming in from Hershey, Pennsylvania to get something made. Business has doubled, and I'm so grateful to God for enlarging my territory. Miss Ann prayed for my business to take off. Well, it is gone. Hallelujah. It feels good to know God is in charge in caring for me and my business. Also, Miss Ann prayed for my daughter, who went back to college after Christmas break, that she would have favor and be a millionaire by 25. Well, she called me to tell me her professor is encouraging her to minor in technical writing. Well, even as a part-time job, she can make six figures, he said. God is awesome and worthy to be praised. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace, love, protection, guidance, and many blessings. P.S. Thank you, Ms. Ann, for your obedience and prayers. Now, I want to invite anyone who would like to come to the class. It's Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. The classes are free on the financial prosperity. We're located here in Philadelphia. The address is 3751 Allen Avenue. That's Allen and Bartram Avenue. It's in the Gateway Building, Suite 106. We're in the Empowerment Center, Room 106 on the first floor, and there's a parking lot. So you can come out and learn God's covenant promise of prosperity, why God wants us to prosper, wisdom in prosperity, prosperity in the end times. And I would strongly advise people who are having financial problems or people who've been in, who want to go into business. And I end up in this because I prayed in this during the teaching this class as a result of someone that I prayed for, and they introduced me to this lady who was a prophetess, and she said I was supposed to have a class. But this person, the other person that I prayed for, his business went up really great, really great. So God wants us to prosper. He wants you to represent him. See, he has had me to have my Pennsylvania license plate for over 20 years. It's 3 John 2, which says, Beloved, I pray above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That wasn't my suggestion to do that. It was the suggestion of Almighty God, because I never had a special license plate. So I just want to encourage you to know that it is God's will for you to be financially prosperous. It is his will. And the other thing that I want to share with you is the business that I'm in now. It's called Paycation Travel. I got into this last year, and because I like to travel, I still travel. And it's network marketing. So you can go to my site and check it out. Book, we're wired by Priceline, and this is serious. There's so much and other things to be added to this. You can travel at the discounted rates, the same as you do for Priceline. The difference is you are booking yourself, and it's Priceline, and what can happen, you can set up your own free portal under my website. Under my website, annstrickland.paycation.com. annstrickland.paycation.com. Or you can go to my other website, ca.strickland8602/wixsite, wixsite.com. ca.strickland. Let me do this again. ca.strickland. 8602/wixsite, wixsite.com, and you'll see the connections there, and my telephone number and everything, and you can call me, and this is for you. God is opening doors, and he's making it very easy for us now. Very easy. Very comfortable. So he doesn't want you to work, because he says he doesn't want you to work hard and struggling and all your life and then retire from a job and you get a small paycheck every month, and you can't travel, you can't do anything. You can't pay the car loans or the automobile loans, car loans or school loans. People have gone to college and they're not able to pay their loans because they don't have enough income. But God is moving. He's opening doors for us to enlarge ourselves because he wants you to have financial freedom in Jesus' name. So anyone who has not received Jesus as Lord in their life, receive him. Ask him to come into your life so that he can direct and you can ask the Father anything in his name, in Jesus' name, and the Father will do it for you, Almighty God. That's how you come to him, Almighty God. I'm seeing him operate like never before. He's doing great things now. God is ready for us. He's just pouring out the blessings. So, Father, I just thank you for the people who've listened tonight, and I thank you for the people who's going to give their lives to you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for their growth, their increase. Increase. And they'll be able to enjoy life. Job 36:11, if you obey and serve me, you'll spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. So come over at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, 3751 Island Avenue, Philadelphia. Come over at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, sit in the class, and hear some of you share and share with you what God wants for you. We'll pray and watch what God's going to do for you, what he wants to do in the name of Jesus. God bless you. You're blessed and highly favored.